May your hearts be tender and responsive to the Lord's plea, heart dwellers. My dear family, as things get darker and more confused in this climate of national crisis, there are things we can do. First of all, personal repentance is very, very important. When we are clean before God, our prayers are more likely to be answered. And we must be ready for His return at all times. Next, we can repent for the sins of our country. Abortion, fomenting wars in other nations, dishonest politicians on the take with bribery, criminal pharmaceutical companies that have milked the poor and manipulated diagnosis and treatment to their own gain. And on, there are so many areas where we have been sinful. Dishonesty at every government level and those who push the ungodly agendas. These are all high crimes against God and have opened the door for His chastisement. I've only named a few things. The corruption in the government is so prevalent, it's difficult for justice to take place anywhere in the system. From the corrupt officers to corrupt courts and judges. There are wonderful law enforcement officers and judges. And the officers risk their life every day to protect us. But there are also those who are tied to crime and look the other way as long as they get paid off. These things are abhorrent to the Lord. But what I believe He finds most disappointing are the Christians who prefer to sleep and will not wake up to what is being stolen out from underneath this government that was the envy of the whole world because it is a nation of freedom. Now the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated schools with godless teachings and has had an impact that very few truly realize. They just don't see it. They don't look deep enough. But now it's being exposed. And unfortunately, from the fake media, they've heard so many prognostications that these are all conspiracy theories and they have no basis. They have no basis in fact, which couldn't be further from the truth. But if you look deeply enough, you'll see the truth. And the only way to combat this is to do what is right. Pray, fast, and make sacrifices to deliver us from the evil tentacles that have subverted every area of our land. So I'm asking you, dear ones, to repent. Repent, repent for the sins of our nation and renew in your heart the pledge to fight for America's freedoms and not allow liberal ideologies to slowly replace our Christian ethics. And I'm asking you all to spread the news to everyone that the Chinese Communist Party is not some conspiracy theory. It is an actual fact that has gained substantial inroads into our country in key decision-making areas. And many, many important individuals that control different areas of our nation are receiving payments from Communist Chinese Party. It's an actual fact that has gained substantial inroads into our country in key decision-making areas. Pray against this evil and present credible information about how this foreign government has even caused a fake election. A good source is the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, and other conservative sources. Project Veritas, defendingtherepublic.org. Lord, have you anything to say? Jesus began, pray, repent of the sins in your own lives and in this nation. Then pray more. Pray. Every victory is because of prayer and sacrifice of someone somewhere alone on their knees in their prayer closet. It's the hidden prayers of the pure of heart that have the greatest impact on the world. My people, purify your hearts. Look deeply into your own lives and see where you have been selfish or lax in doing good for others. Make up for the missed opportunities to do good and help. Make up for the times you didn't pray and fast. Really, your prayers are what is needed. If you think of it, pray. There are many times when my spirit is calling you to prayer, and all you have is a faint inkling that a certain situation needs prayer right then and there. Those are not from your flesh or your imagination. That is my Holy Spirit talking directly to you. He does not blow a horn before making a statement. Rather, He is the still, small voice that whispers into your heart, "Pray now." You are so used to blaring media announcements, you don't connect with the voice of my spirit without substantial efforts to calm and quiet your mind by meditating upon me and my word. You have missed many opportunities to turn the tides with your prayers, but you have also succeeded in turning events around with your prayers. I am only asking you to persevere in prayer and be sensitive. Pull away for a quiet moment with me and pray. Great will be your reward in heaven. Every good deed, every prayer you have ever made is written in your book of life and is credited to you as righteousness. These things add up over the years. You have no idea the accumulation of good that are written in the book. Make it your business to continue to do good from a good heart, from a loving motive, not to have your name recorded, but because you love me and your brother. You will be shocked at what you have done in your life, but I can tell you, you can do so much more in the short time remaining to you. Keep your heart pure. Keep your motives pure. Keep your speech pure. Keep your thoughts pure. And act from a place of pure love, and my graces shall wash over you to strengthen you for your daily trials. I love you. I need you. Yes, your God needs you. I need your comfort. And I need your intercession for the times ahead. Be there for me as I am there for you.